Right, regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District is now in session. I will ask Dr. Rigi to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, Doctor.
Our flag is bright in color, rich in courage, and firm in faith. It is easy to have that awesome pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, I see that all of the directors are here with the exception of Robinson. We see, and Mr. Chavez.
All present with the exception of Director Chavez.
Is Chavez going to be in, or is he excused?
I have not heard, but the traffic, a lot of traffic on the really bad street. Probably just stuck in the traffic.
Adoption of the agenda?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, good. Public comment, anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. The Board of Directors may allow additional input during the meeting. However, a 3-minute time limit on remarks is requested. Do I have anybody that wants to address the board? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the minutes. Do I have an approval for the minutes?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I approve except for demand number 16378.
Oh, that was a minute, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Item number 6, demands from general fund account, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, as presented here, you have total demands on the general fund a little over $266,000.
All right, Mr. Robinson, you have something.
Yeah, 378.
Anything else, sir? No? Okay. All in favor of adopting the demands or approving the demands? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there a motion? I forgot. Is there a motion to accept?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and that would be, Mr. Robinson will be the only one dissenting on item 16378. Is that correct, Mr.
Yes.
General Counsel?
That's correct.
All right. Financial statement. There is none. So we will move on to committee reports. They are none at this time. Moving on to item number 9, action items. And item number 9 deals with redistricting study kickoff. It's on the football. The kickoff. All right, we have a presentation from Golden State, is that right, Mr. Chapman?
Correct. Yes. Thank you, Directors. Mr. Chapman, from you.
Good meeting.
My name is George Burrito. I'm with Golden State Consultants. I have my colleague, Marcy Davenport, over here. Purpose of this presentation is just to kind of give you a briefing as what we found in our preliminary research and also how I envision the next 3 months of the redistricting process, how it'll play out. Christian, can you give me the next slide? Go ahead. So the first slide is the existing boundary. So you can see where the geographically takes place. Here we have, they're color coordinated. So you have District 2, District 1, District 5, 4, and 3. Each have their own color. And any moment if anybody would like to stop or explain anything. The primary purpose of redistricting is to make sure that each district or each division within the Upper San Gabriel Municipal Water District has more or less the same population. What we use, there's a term called deviation, and that's what we use to determine whether each district more or less has an equal population. How we figure that out is we take the overall district population, divide it by the current district that they have now, which is 5, and in a perfect world, if the district were to have a 0% deviation, they would have all the same amount, all the same population within each division. The current deviation for the district right now is at 9%. There is a 10% safe harbor under the one person, one vote, which allows a district to have, you know, you're less vulnerable if you're under 10%. We're currently at 9%, and we'd also want to bring that down also. Here's the population deviation in 2000. We got this report from the last time they did redistricting in 2000. As you can see, it's broken down by each district. District 1 through 5, and then at the bottom has the overall Upper St. Gabriel Municipal Water District population and deviation, which was at 859,426 at 8.4% deviation, which was still under the 10% safe harbor under the one person, one vote. Now we have the 2010 population deviation, which if you see at the bottom, so you can see the shift since 2000, the district didn't grow that much. As far as the population, it grew 2,536 and more or less 0.6% deviation, which is where we get our current 9% deviation. And here's broken down by district. If any of you would like to pause, you can see. Now, the primary purpose of this presentation is a proposed schedule. That way, I can kind of share how I'm doing this, this process the next 2 to 3 months going. We have in October, we're in the month of October, and we'd like to start off with this kickoff meeting so you can meet myself, Archie Davenport, and Rick Mayer. But also later on, sometime this month, I'd like to sit down with each director and gather their objectives and get to know them on a one-on-one basis, a personal basis. And the month of November, we'll present the census data and maps. And this is when we'll present these maps based off of the board recommendations, committee recommendations, to make sure everybody's accommodated for it. We'll create up to 5 redistricting scenarios. Like I said, based on board objectives, including the analysis of the existing line, where the redistricting deficiencies are currently. And also we'll prepare written narratives of the analysis of the current line and the proposed scenario map.
Question. Sure. Does the county register reporter set a deadline that we need to submit our final review by the board map so they can do their thing?
That's a great question. Yeah. As long as we turn it in 120 days before the next election.
Which is what, in April?
Correct. Yeah.
The next election that the district is going to participate in is November and year.
Yeah.
About 13 months. But, the next election, there probably are some elections in the city of O'Malley in April. So, do we have 6 months or 2 or 3 months?
In my experience, it can. I've worked in districts where we wrapped everything up in a 2 month time span, and then I've worked with other districts that took a little more time, and we finished up a project in about 5 months.
What does the county say?
120 days prior to the election cycle of a particular district. Yeah. In this case, you're not scheduled for another election cycle until November, so come back 120 days, and the reasoning for that. So it could be properly put out. The county has ample enough time to update all the information in their system.
So we're not really under a time constraint. We're okay.
So here in the month of November, after we present the data maps and a few redistricting scenarios, we have a second board workshop where we not only present but demonstrate all the scenario map and again gather the board considerations and their objectives again, and then also the community input. We compile their recommendations and then create another redistricting scenario map.
There we go.
So then by the third board shot, we're more or less pretty mapped. We have the community and the directors and MC reflect again, like I said, the community group, but they check it with other directors. And that will check it, I think, for the third board workshop. By that, by which point, if you know, if everybody is coming for and more or less, you know, happy, then in the month of January, we would adopt the final ordinance and Golden State, we would prepare it and file for the county where it starts off. To answer your question, Director Hawkins, to reiterate on that, yeah, it is 120 days, and as long as we can prepare to submit a final ordinance before the 120 days, I think we've done a good job. So,
any questions for the presenter from the board? Any questions from the public? All right. So, yes, sir.
I'm really not interested in sitting down and taking time to meet with you personally, but what I need to say, I can say to the public. So thank you and everybody's time. It looks like there's about a 9% discrepancy in divisions 1, 2, and 5 are the larger divisions, especially division 2. Division 3 and 4 are the small ones. My preference is that we make sort of a de minimis proposal. We just shift the boundary lines around in a minor way. The Department of Justice pretty much created divisions 3 and 5 because of the issues that arose around the election of the year 2000. So those issues were pretty much resolved by the board action under the supervision of the Department of Justice. I don't want to interfere with that, but now we have some emerging issues among the Asian community. They've written us a letter, and they have their preferences as well. And we had a previous consultant who determined that the divisions 1 and 2, I believe, are the ones where the Asian community are most concentrated.
Correct.
According to the data that our other consultants determined. So my preference is that we make progress on that issue towards meeting their request, and that we not necessarily solve the whole problem, but we make progress.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we have serious liability as long as we're making efforts to meet their demand. So I would prefer that we attempt to do that, and that we narrow these discrepancies. They're not wide, because we're trying to balance between the interests of various ethnic groups, and there's no way to perfectly do that. But if we can take our best shot and make small changes within the 5 divisions, then I'll be happy.
Anybody else?
During the next three meetings, can it be structured to be community forums as well to make sure that we notice them and make sure they have community input to it, especially with the maps, whatever maps come out? And I was seeing that Central Basin is doing actually in the same process right now, on the possibility of maybe having some of the meetings at other locations, be able to accommodate different groups within the division.
Definitely, we're more than happy to facilitate community input meetings and discussion of the directors in the district.
Yeah, and my understanding is you identify with board workshops, which would suggest it's got to be a special meeting, it's got to be noticed.
Absolutely not.
All right, seeing that there's no other input from the directors, we'll move on to consent calendar. Items removed from consent.
Well, actually, I did have a, I thought the board was going to continue the discussion of this, but I have one other request. My request is that the board purchase the block and track data from the Census Bureau in a form CD or DVD that our district computers can use. It's going to be a small cost. I mean, much less than these conferences we attend. Almost, you know, under $500. And that way we can independently either work with by ourselves or with the public on our own plan within the district, but with the consultants' proposals. And the cost is very small. So I just think we need to independently be able to verify it. And if we have our own data, we can also work among ourselves or with the public, whoever's interested, and come up with an independent proposal, perhaps. Anyway, the cost is very low. So.
And if there's any information, any data, information that you said you might want to look at or request, or we're more than happy to give you that information.
Yeah, we realize that the census data, I think you can all download it from the website.
Yeah, I think I know what you're referring to. The Massachusetts has a CD that just allows you to access the data. However, it doesn't, the programs that allow you to actually redistrict the actual districts are very expensive.
Yeah, the program.
But I mean, as far as the data goes, it's public information. So
there's probably various programs and various costs of programming and such the data, but I feel much more comfortable since the data is very low cost. We have something the bulk blocks and the tracks.
Can it be facilitate something for Director Robinson to be able to do that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I can meet you on this preference.
Sure, just
with our days of data, whatever committee members.
If I may add and interject here, this is precisely the reason why we recommend that we get together with each director so they can tell us what their desire may be. And we get together strictly in a confidential level, but they tell us, stays with us, and we're able to provide your particular questions.
I cannot agree more. Allow me, please. I cannot agree more with my friend Rick Meyer. Here we are having a dialogue, and you just heard the young man say that he's going to meet with us individually. And take our questions and write them down and try to address them. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. I agree with Director Arias that perhaps we ought to have some community meetings. And I know that the Golden State would be more than happy to assist us in that. I think we're just going over the same grounds over and over again without having them come to us and meet with us individually so that we can tell them what we want. If I may, for the third time, allow me to continue with the agenda. Items removed from the consent calendar. None?
Motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions or dissensions? Seeing none. Information items, they are included in your packet. Attorney's report.
Substantial report, just that the follow-up on the last report about San Diego versus Metropolitan, the hearing on the new proposed amendment complaint will be October 27th. That's the proposed amendment complaint I explained at the last meeting about the attempt to expand the nature of the lawsuit. That concludes my report, but we do have a closed session today, Mr. Chair.
Engineer's report, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a short update. We have Ballenbrecht Hewell as of the last Friday, October 14th.
was 234.9. It went up another 0.2 of a foot. So we are getting a little jump a little earlier in the season. We normally don't see any type of reaction going upwards until November, December.
Where's that water coming from?
Well, we had that 2 inches of rain. And we're also still putting water in the spreading grounds from last year's storms. We're still releasing 250, 300 CFS of water out of Morris. It's right by the 210 freeway. There's water in the spreading grounds. So when you see water in the spreading grounds, as long as it's there, you know, consistently for a week or two, you'll see a reaction in the key well pretty quickly. So we're still seeing it, which is good. I've reported before that info to San Gabriel was on and off, and I've looked back over the history of the last about 9 weeks, and it's ranged from about 0 to 5 CFS all the way up to 60 CFS for the last 9 weeks. Right now, it's about 66 CFS info to San Gabriel still. So we're still seeing water coming off the watershed into the storage up to San Gabriel Canyon, which is also good. Storage in the canyon is about 40%, not that much left. We're going to release all of that. The rainfall downtown L.A., normal through the year, is about a half an inch. We got a little over an inch, 1.1 inches. So right now we're at 200% of normal for rainfall for the year. So we're ahead of schedule.
Any questions for the engineer?
All right, moving on to the general manager's report.
Yeah, two things briefly. I just want to extend my deep appreciation to staff for two outstanding events again. Saturday before last, high efficiency toilet giveaway in West Covina. Went very well. 1,000 toilets, excellent event. And again, this last Saturday, many of you joined us for Waterfest at Arcadia County Park. That went very well as well. Estimates indicate that it's probably the highest attendance ever in 9 years. Well attended by the public and local elected officials. So again, I couldn't do it without the staff. They're amazing. My only job is to stay out of the way. To make one note on Steve's report, the water that's coming out of the canyon would have currently been recharging the groundwater basin earlier in the season, but we were able to work both with Metropolitan and Public Works and get Flood Control Public Works to leave that water in storage in the canyon so we could take delivery of more of the replenishment water that was available from Metropolitan. And that cooperative relationship has really paid off for us.
Excellent. No other questions for the general manager. Move on to director's comments, starting with Director Travis.
Nothing.
Director Rice.
Okay.
Director Robinson.
The comment in this meeting we've sort of been rushing from item to item. There was a comment I wanted to make on the minutes on page number 11,906. At the top, it says, due to prior commitment, Director Robinson recused himself from the board meeting. I would prefer the wording to excuse himself instead of recuse. I guess, to my mind, recusing myself from the rest of the board meeting might imply a conflict of interest or something like that. If I excuse EX instead of RE, I heard the attorney's report and probably part of the engineering report too, so that sentence should be brought down a little bit as well. When I read the attorney's report, I heard all that. I was there for that. So, later on in the meeting, I noted Director Chavez mentioning that the WQA. Reduced the outreach budget for the San Diego Valley Tribune from $115,000 to $75,000. And I see that as great progress, and they're setting a good example for the Upper District Board. And I think it would be a good public policy if, as soon as possible, we reduce our own contract in that area as close to zero as possible. So that was a very good comment by, very good news reported by Director Chavez. That's the extent of my comment.
Councilor Pelham.
Thank you. Again, I'd like to thank staff for the Waterfest. That was a great job. And some good news and bad news. On Saturday, a surprised former Assemblywoman Sally Tanner called me and was interested to know what was going on and wanted to say hi to all of her past water trends. And the reason I bring it up is that probably 10 or 22 years ago really began the whole water cleanup. And when we come to naming things, I'd like us to think of her. She's still alive and kicking and doing well. We might be able to get her down here. The bad news is Congressman Marty Martinez's wife contacted me on Sunday. Marty died on Saturday of heart failure and wanted us to know about it. And I'd like to adjourn today's meeting in honor of my friend and one of the longest-serving congressmen in the San Gabriel Valley, Marty Martinez. Thank you.
Great. I concur with that. my director's comments are obviously to concur with what Dr. Fellow said regarding Congressman Martinez. I had the pleasure of taking him on a water tour, up to the statewide water tour, along with Congressman Brown. I don't know if you remember Brown, George Brown from Bisbee Highland Park, and then went to Inland Empire, and Congressman Stephen Torres. I had the opportunity to take 300 people to the statewide water tour. So he will be missed. Congressman Martinez will be missed.
He knew more about Latin America than any congressman, I think, in the history of Congress.
Yes, he is. So we will definitely adjourn his memory. I don't have any other comments. Any future agenda items for the board? Okay. And we move on to item 18, to closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we do have a closed session under Government Code Section 54956.9 to discuss water and of potential litigation.
Thank you. Our general counsel will report us out.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The board met in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 to discuss one item of potential litigation. Instruction was given to staff. No formal action was taken by the board. That concludes my closed session report.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
All right.
All right.